My photography stems from a frustration with the medium itself. Ironically enough, I have always been more captivated by abstract painting than photography. See, photography has a fundamental limitation. Unlike in painting, where you can construct non-referentially, photography is limited to repurposing that which is already present in the world. My frustration led me down a path of constructing abstract still lifes. First, I tried working with the reflections of colorful photographic collages taken from moving water. The reflections allowed me to play with light and color, but the forms made by the water were rather uncontrollable. Next, I experimented with recording the interactions between various types of paints on a flatbed scanner. The scans allowed me to work with color and form, but did not allow me to control for light or create the illusion of depth. Through this exploration of still lifes, I came to realize that photography could in many ways emulate abstract painting. But emulation is not advancement, and at the end of the day, photography is not painting. Photography, however, has an advantage over painting. At its very essence, a photograph is simply a record of light. Painting has a long history of trying to depict light and paint. Here lies photography's main advantage. It enables the direct rendering of light. With this motion in mind, I made work that does just that, captures light. Traditionally in photography, light has been shown largely as a way of illuminating a subject. In my work, light is the subject. I use a single source of light and various types of glass and stack sequence to create abstract light situations that I photograph.